This is the Daf Yomi Masechta review, Masechta Ksubas, tape number one.
This review is only meant for people who learn Daf Yomi on a regular basis or those who have learned through the Masechta. It is the goal of this review to be as accurate as possible in summarizing the highlights and key kolalim of the Masechta. However, it is possible that on occasion something will not be reflected correctly.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of the Rebbetzin Devorah Bas Rabbi Eliezer Keller, Zichrono Levracha. Our Maggid Shir is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
Given the tremendous variety of subjects covered in this Masechta, it has been named by many as Shas Katan. This Masechta primarily focuses on the subject of Ksuva, which is the document a husband gives to his wife when they get married. The reason that a husband gives his wife this document is Shalei Tehekal Be'eneha Lahitzia, so that she should not just be easy to just get rid of at a whim, but rather he would think twice before he divorces her. If, however, they do get divorced, then he pays her the amount that is set forth in the Ksuva. If she's a Besula, the Ksuva is written for a minimum of 200 zuzim. If she's an Almana, the Ksuba is written for a minimum of 100 zuzim. As background to the first Mishnah here on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the first step of marriage is called Erusin. The second step of marriage is called Nisuin. In the time of the Gemara, there was an extended waiting period between the Erusin and the Nisuin. This was a period of 12 months. And the Mishnah says, Besula niseis b'yom haravi. A Besula should make her Nisuin preferably on Wednesday, since the courts are open on Monday and Thursday. So if after Nisuin a man discovers that she is not a Besula, and he thinks that she was Mizana after Erusin, he can quickly get to a court before his anger abates. If she's an Almana, then she should get married on Thursday. And the Gemara asks, if the purpose of a Wednesday wedding is to allow him to immediately go to Beis Din on Thursday if he couldn't find Besulim on Wednesday, so why then couldn't they get married on Sunday? Since the Beis Din is also open on Monday, let them get married on Sunday. And for the Gemara, the Chachamim wanted to allow plenty of time to prepare food for the wedding. And a Sunday wedding, given that Shabbos is the day before, there wouldn't be sufficient time to prepare for the Suda of the wedding. Rabbi Yosef says if a woman becomes a Nida, and he can't make Nisuin, he is pater from feeding her Mizainis. I frag the Gemara, why can't he marry her if she's a Nida? The Gemara answers, we know that Chuppah creates the Nisuin. There's a Machlekes Rishainim what constitutes Chuppah. Some hold Chuppah is the Yichud. This is learned from our Gemara, since that's why he can't make Nisuin, since a Yichud with a Nida is Aser. And the Rambam adds, if he did make Nisuin while she's a Nida, it's not Chal. Other Rishainim hold, Chuppah is simply when he brings her into his Rishus. In Eben Ezer, Simen, Samach Aleph, we paskin that today we do make a Nisuin, even if the Kala is a Nida. And the Gemara asks, if a woman becomes a Nida, Shalei Bishas Vesta, not in the usual time, can she blame the man and force him to pay mezainis, since the odd time may be the fault of his mazel, or maybe she can't have a taina, since there are many women who don't have a normal pattern for a nida? That's a machlekes. The Gemara says, although there's a possibility that an einus can pater him from mezainis, an einus cannot prevent a get from being chal if there was a tanai. For example, he said that this get should only be chal within 12 months if I don't come. In other words, according to Rava, we say, ein einus begin. The Gemara finally says, we say, ein get la'achar get. A get cannot be chal after a person dies, since a dead person doesn't have bailus to give a get. Daf Gimel. Rava says the reason we say, ein einus begin, and an einus that prevented a tanai from occurring wouldn't stop the get from being chal, is because of tznuais and prutzais. How do the Rabbanan have the ability to be oiker, a good get, because of a tanai? It'll have an impact on Eishas Ish, which is midaraisa. So we're saying that our Rabbanan is coming to be oiker a daraisa. And for the Gemara, since we say kol ha-mekadesh adait the Rabbanan mekadesh, a person has in mind that it's only a good kedushin if the Rabbanan want it to be a good kedushin. If they don't, then it's batal. Taisus explains that's why by a chasana, when the chasan is mekadesh to Isha, he says hareat mekudeshes li betabazu kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. Kedash Moshe v'Yisrael means that he only wants it to be chal for as long as the Rabbanan want it to be chal. But once they don't want it to be chal anymore, then it's batal. The Gemara says the din of Besula Niseis B'yom HaRevi was only after Takanas Ezra, when they were masakin that courts meet only on Monday and Thursday. But before then, All days were okay for doing the Kiddushin since the courts met every day. So if a man needed to, he could then get up and go immediately to court the next day if he had Tainus Vesulim. The Ran says that today we can get married any day of the week, since then, when there was a long hefsek between Erisin and Nisuin, if she was Mizana between the Erisin and Nisuin, we needed to know that. But today, where there's no hefsek between the two, she couldn't possibly be Mizana between the two. And even if she was Mizana before the Erisin, it's irrelevant, since she wouldn't be Asur Labala if she was Mizana before the Erisin. The only time she would be Asur Labala if she was Mizana after the Erisin. But today, that's impossible. Therefore, marriage on any day of the week is okay, except, of course, you're not allowed to get married on Shabbos. The reason you're not allowed to get married on Shabbos is since Nisuin is a kinyan, and it's also to make a kinyan on Shabbos, and therefore you're not allowed to get married on Shabbos. We say, Shaktu Chachamim al Benais Yisrael, Sheha'adam Tarech Besuda Shlai Shayamim. We're supposed to be Tarech for 3 days before the Chasana to make a Suda. The Gemara says we do not allow a Chasan and Kal to live together for the first time on Friday night, since the first Bia will make a Chabura, and Chabura is Asr on Shabbos. At certain times, they made chasanas on Tuesday instead of Wednesday, because the government put people to death who got married on Wednesday. So it was a sakana, and it was pikuach nefesh. Or at least if that didn't happen, she would be forced to have bia with the gayisha officer. And some people lost their lives because they had to have this bia, or because they didn't want to have the bia with the gayisha officer. And we could ask. We know that a person is mechuyev to give up his life, yaharag al yavar, for gili arayis, shvichas damim, and avayda zara. If a person is faced with this situation, and they're being forced to do one of these three things, they have to give up their lives rather than to be over on one of these things. Yahareg v'yal yaver. So what's the havamina here in the Gemara that a person would be over on this? In other words, what's the havamina that some of these people wouldn't have to give up their lives in order not to have Gilei Arayis with this Gayesha officer? The Rivan answers that only a man has this chiyuv to be over for Gilei Arayis, but a woman regarding Gilei Arayis is not mechuyev. For the other things, Shvichas Dam Men Avayda Zara, a woman would be mechuyev to give up her life. But a woman would not be mechuyev to give up her life for Gilei Arayis. Why is this so? Since for a woman, a case of Bia is Shevi Al Tasa. She's actually passive in a situation like that. The Rambam holds that this Kula of the Rivan, a person is not mechuyev to give up his life in a Shevi Al Tasa, does not apply, and a woman would be mechuyev to give up her life in a situation of Gilei Arayis. Reb Chaim Brisker explains that the Rambam learns this from the Gemara in Baba Metzia, famous Gemara regarding two people who are stranded in a desert, and there's only one jug of water. If one person drinks this, he'll survive, because there's enough water for one person to survive. But if they split the jug of water, both people will die, because there's not enough for both people. So what do you do? Let's say you're the one who has the jug of water. Are you mechuyev to split it with your friend, and therefore both of you are going to die, or are you allowed to just drink it yourself, so at least you'll live? Rabbi Akiva says, you do not have to split it, but rather you simply drink it yourself so you can survive. Since the Pasuk says, V'chayachicha imach, chayecha kaidman, your life comes first. But Rabbi Chaim asks, why do we need a special Pasuk for this? Let's just say that since by not sharing the water with your friend, he'll only die via your Shevi Altasa. So you'll be putter to be Meisa Nefesh. Why? Because it's just Shevi Altasa. The answer is that Shevi Altasa is not a p'tur in the Chiyav of Mesiras Nefesh. That's why I need a special pasuk. But in a normal case, one would have to give up his life, even by a Shevi Al Tasa. So that goes back to the case that we said before, that even by a woman where it's just possibly a Shevi Al Tasa, she would be mechuyev to give up her life anyway, because Shevi Al Tasa is not a p'tur in Yaharag V'yal Yaver. And the Gemara asks, what if they all had the food prepared, and just before the wedding, the father of the chassan or the mother of the kala dies? So normally, you must bury the mace immediately. But if you did that, this chassan would become an avil, and he couldn't marry, and the food would end up being wasted. So in this case, they put the mace in another room, they have the chasana, and the bia shal mitzvah, they then bury the mace, but then they can have 7 days of sheva brachas, since the chasana happened before the burial, so the chasana was chal before the avelus was chal. They can now have 7 days of sheva brachas, but cannot have yichud together. Then after these 7 days, he then carries out his avelus. Naftalot. If a kala becomes an avil, she can still wear jewelry during the shleishim of Avelis, so she shouldn't become repulsive to her husband. The Rush learns 30 days is referring to if she becomes an Ovel within the 30 days of the Chasana, then she can wear jewelry. It's important to note that this heter of the Gemara is only chal if the Chasana took place before the Kvura. But if it's vice versa, the Kvura happened first, then it's too late, and he becomes an Ovel immediately. Then you can't make the Chasana. The Rush brings from the Bahag that the Yom HaKvura itself, Avelis, is a Chiyuv Midaraisa. The other 6 days are only a Chiyuv Midarabanan. The Bahag himself holds that if someone is Nifter on the second day of Yontif, they must keep all Hilchas Avelis, since Yontif Sheni is only Midarabanan, while the Avelis on the first day is Midaraisa. The Ran and the Rush disagree with this. The Gemara says this heter of postponing the wedding and not burying the mace is only if they can't sell the meat to somebody else. In other words, it's in a small village, or if the meat was fully prepared in a large city. So then it's a hefsin merubah. Then they're allowed to postpone the avelus in order to have the wedding anyway. But if they can't sell it, and it's in a large city, it's easy to do that, then they must postpone the wedding, and they must go immediately to the avelus. Rabbi Yochanan says, even though dinei avelus are not chal during Yontif, but private dinei avelus, things that happen betzina, like tashmish hamita, are nayegan Yontif, since they're not a direct public conflict of the spirit of Yontif. The Gemara says, even when a woman is a nida, she can continue to do all work for her husband except for mezigas hakais, preparation of drinks, hatsas hamita, preparing the sheets of a bed, and rechitzas panav viraglav, washing his feet and his hands, since they're intimate types of things and they could lead to tashmish. But if she's an avela, where tashmish is also aser, these three things she can still do. If a man's in-law was nifter, he cannot force his wife to get dressed up nicely, and in fact, he has to be noyeg certain hilchas avelas himself, like kfiyas hamita, out of respect for her avelas. We don't paskin like this, by the way, today. According to Rebbe Eliezer, the dinei avelas begins once they take the mace out of the house. According to Rebbe Yeshua, avelas begins after they bury the mace. And finally, the Gemara says that one cannot have the first bia on Friday night because of chabura, and they can't have it on Motzoi Shabbos, since that means the chasana would have to be Motzoi Shabbos, and then they'll be busy making cheshbainis on Shabbos in preparation for the Suda, which is happening after Shabbos. It's, of course, usur to make cheshbainis on Shabbos for Motzoi Shabbos, since we have the pasuk in Yeshaya, v'daber, daber, dafei. Although cheshbainis are generally usur to do on Shabbos, but if the cheshbainis are for mitzvahs, then they're mutar to do on Shabbos. Public things like preparing for tzedakah, or community matters, or private things like shiduchim or chinuch, or negotiating for a child, for a teacher, to be melamed umnas, to teach him a profession. Speaking of umnas, we know that Megarden Kedushin, Daf Chav Tes, that a father is mechuyev to teach his son an umnas. These types of things are mutter to talk about on Shabbos. Ay, so frek the Gemara, so why are we worried about chashbainas on Shabbos for a chasana on Motzai Shabbos? If they're busy preparing for a chasana on Motzai Shabbos, they're talking on Shabbos about a mitzvah, about a chasana. So what's the problem? My answer is we're afraid that he might come to shecht a chicken on Shabbos in preparation for Motzai Shabbos. Ayisav and Yom Kippur comes out on Monday. Today, by the way, it can't come out on Monday. Then we should push Yom Kippur to Tuesday, since the big Suda, the Suda Mavsekes, is on Sunday. And he might come to Shecht in preparation for that on Shabbos. The Gemara answers, it's just a private Suda, the Suda Yom Kippur, so he won't be tarred. But Shenki for a big Suda's Chasana, he would be tarred. Also, since the Suda before Yom Kippur is late on Sunday afternoon, so a person generally is going to Shecht Sunday morning. But Shenki in a Chasana is right after Shabbos. In all likelihood, he might come to Shecht on Shabbos. The Gemara says if the marriage takes place on Wednesday, the first bia should be on Wednesday evening or Thursday, since Yom HaChamishi is a chashav a day, since the fish received a bracha on that day that they'll multiply. If the wedding, however, is on Thursday, i.e. she's an almana, she should have the first bia on Thursday evening or Friday, since Adam got the bracha of Peru or Vu on Friday. The Gemara says the creation of man, i.e. the maisis of tzaddikim, is greater than the creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shamayim Baretz, since tzaddikim do mitzvahs with both hands, Mashein Ken Hashem created the world with only one hand. Darash Bar Kapara. A person should own a pick or a peg, since he'll be able to dig a hole to put his waist into it. Similarly, if a person hears Lashon Hara, he should use his finger as a peg to close up his ear. Rebbe Lazar says, that's why a person's finger is shaped like a peg, so he could use it to close his ear. And each and every finger, in fact, is separated from the other, since each one has a special tachlis hamitzvah. One of the fingers was for kmitza, one of the fingers was for mitzera, etc. Also, the reason the bottom of the ear of a lobe is so soft in relation to the rest of the ear, is so that if a person hears Lashon Hara, he can bend it over and close it up into his ear so he will not hear the Lashon Hara. As background, if a person does a maisa on Shabbos, which is really mutter, and it ends up that when he does this maisa, he actually does a malacha of Shabbos, since he didn't actually intend to do this malacha, this action is called a davar she'ena miskaven, and he may possibly be putter. This is actually a machlekes. What's the famous case of davar she'ena miskaven? If a person takes a bed and he moves it over ground outside, and he ends up creating a furrow in the ground. So this is a case of davar she'ena miskaven. Really, the person just intended to move the bed from one place to the other. He didn't intend to do a malacha. But when he moved the bed On the ground, he created a little furrow. That's an Isser Daraisa. But since this is Davar Sheina Miskaven, we have a Machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda says a Davar Sheina Miskaven is Chayev. But Rabbi Shimon holds a Davar Sheina Miskaven is Pater. And this is how we paskin. The same halacha applies to all other things. For example, a Nazir, when he combs his hair, he doesn't intend to pull out hairs. We know that a Nazir is not allowed to take a haircut. So the same Machlekes here would apply to Davar Sheina Miskaven. Would he be Chayev or not if he pulled out a hair, even though he didn't intend to pull out a hair? Another kula on Shabbos applies to Mekalkel. The only chiyuv for a malacha on Shabbos is if a person does something that has a benefit. But if you do a malacha and ruin something, you may be pater due to Mekalkel. And the Gemara asks, so when a person does it, the Bia Rishayna on Shabbos, do we say dam mifkad pakid? The dam is gathered behind the besulim. So when the besulim are broken, the blood is simply released, and it's not a malacha Shabbos, therefore it's mutter. Or do we say, dam chibure michbar? The blood is part of the circulatory system. So when one breaks the besulim, he's chayav for chabura. That would make the Bia Rishayna usur on Shabbos. It's interesting to point out that chabura is either a malacha that's part of tzeivea, which is what Rashi says, coloring, or according to Taisvis, it's a tolda of sheichet, which is usur because of netilas neshama. So the question here by Bia Rishayna is, do we hold a davar she'eino miskaven is mutter, or do we hold that it's usur? And even if we say that we hold according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's Aser, maybe it's Mutter because it's Mekalkel. Taisvis here asks, even Reb Shimon should say Aser, since the Psik Resha, we know that something, a Davar She'eino Miskaven, according to Reb Shimon, which is how we paskin, that's Mutter. But that's only Mutter if it's possible that the Malacha itself will not happen. But if it's a Psik Resha, if we know for sure it's going to happen, then it's Aser. A Psik Resha is referring to a Psik Resha of a Layamas. If a person cuts off the head of a chicken, Psik Resha of a Layamas, what, it's not going to die? Of course it's going to die. That's where the term Psik Resha comes from. And if it's a Psik Resha, even Reb Shimon is mitre that even a Davar She'eino Miskaven is usur. So the same here. When he opened up the Pesach, it'll bleed. So of course, it's a Psik Resha. So what's the Havam in it that it should be mutter? Taisvis answers, some people know how to break the Psulim without making a Chabura to let the blood out. Therefore, since it's possible to do it without making a Chabura, it's not called a Psik Resha. Dafav. On Shabbos, it's usur to stop up a barrel of beer with rags if you hold a Davar She'eino Miskaven is usur. This is because schita results when you stop it. And here, it's like squeezing the beer into the rags because the beer seeps into the rags. And even Reb Shimon would be mighty here that it's usur because it's a psik resha. Let me just point out that schita is chayef on Shabbos either due to liban, due to whitening, or according to Taisvis, it's due because of the isur of mafarik, because we are extracting. Schita comes from. The Gemara says the blood a besula sees after her first bia does not render her anida midaraisa. However, midarabanan, we say she is considered anida. The Gemara says a chasen, the first night after a chasana, is pater from kriyashma, since we say a isek b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. If a person is in the middle of doing a mitzvah, he's isek in the bia rishayna, he's tarred with bia rishayna, therefore he's pater from doing other mitzvahs, i.e. kriyashma. But if a person's boat is sinking, then he's not pater from kriyashma, even though he's tarred with thinking about the boat. Since this p'tur is only if a person is tarred with a mitzvah, like Bia Rishayna, not if a person is tarred with his belongings, like the boat. The Gemara says an ovel is chayev in all mitzvahs except tefillin on day one, since tefillin are called pe'er. We know this from Yecheskel. Therefore, an ovel should not wear them. Reb Ami says if a person opens a pimple on Shabbos, he's mapis morsa. If his intention is to create an opening, he's chayev for binyan. But if he just wants to remove pus, then he's pater. So why not say the same by Bia Rishayna? For the Gemara, the pus is completely removed from the body's system. That's why it's okay, possibly. But not by dam besula. Taisus brings a machlaikis if psik resha delay nichale is mutter her usser. Psik resha delay nichale is even though something is a psik resha, but if a person gets nothing out of it, then maybe it's mutter, but maybe it's usser. According to the Arach, we say that in a case of psik resha delay nichale, it's mutter. But according to the Ri, it would be usser. In Yeradea, Simon, Pei Zayin, Sifyud, the Rama says that one should not stir the coals under a pot of a non-Jew, since it's possible that there's Basar B'cholov in the pot. Rabbi Akiva Eger asks, but why should it be Aser? It's a Davar She'eino Miskaven, and it's not a Psik Resha, since he's Misupik, if there's actually Basar B'cholov in the pot. Since he's Misupik, it can't be a Psik Resha. Rabbi Akiva Eger answers that the only time we say a Davar She'eino Miskaven is Mutter is if the Suffik is in the future, i.e. like the case of the bed. You're about to move the bed. You don't know what's going to happen. But if the suffik was already established, Basar B'cholov was already in the pot, so it's not a question of what's going to happen in the future, then there's no heter of Davar She'eino Miskaven, and it's automatically considered a psik resha. Tav Zayin. Rav Ami, Rav Zvir, and Rav Yehuda all paskin that the Biri Shaina is mutter on Shabbos or Yontav, and this is the halacha as we see in Simon Reish Pei. The Gemara says that although on Shabbos cooking is usser, it is mutter on Yontav, and in fact, as we learn in Be'ah, Daf Yud Beis, Beis Hillel hold that we say mitaych shehutra l'tzarech eichel nefesh, hutra nami shelo l'tzarech eichel nefesh. Once we allowed malacha for the purpose of achila, i.e. cooking, carrying, shechita, etc., one can also do these types of malachas for the purpose of shelo l'tzarech eichel. This is the klal of mitaych, regular carrying, or maybe even the chabura of bi'er rishayna, which is related to shechita, maybe that would be mutter. However, it must be a malacha that is something everyone enjoys, shavah l'chol nefesh. So making mugmar on yantif, that would be aser. Taisus adds, by the way, over here, that we only say the heter of mitaych if it's a tzarech hayoim or a tzarech mitzvah. So carrying a siddur to shul would be mutter, but only if you need it. Carrying a raincoat on yantif would be mutter, but only if it looks like it might rain. Not stam to carry a raincoat. It has to be tzarech hayoim. Whether if someone marries a besula or an almana, a bracha is required. This is called birchas chasana. If both have never been married, or at least one has not been married, then you need 10 people in order to do this. We learn this from Rus, Vayikach Hasara Anashim. And you need to do this for 7 days. Masha'enken, if an Alman marries an Almana, you only say Birchas Chasanim for 1 day. The union of 10 people for Birchas Chasanim is either learned from Rus, or from Tilim Kapitel Samaches, B'makelos Baruchu Elokim. We learn the klal of 10 people from Kairach, from the kohal that he had, Eda, Eda, Teich, Teich, etc. That's how we learn the klal that you need 10 people for this minyan. We paskin that one cannot be mezaka something to an unborn child, since we say Ein Adam Makna L'davar Shalab Ali Ilam. You can't make a kinyan on something which isn't in the world, and you can't make a kinyan to something which isn't in the world yet, i.e., an Uber. There's a machlokes if the Birchas Chasanim was made by Nisuin or by Erisin also. The Nusach of Birchas Chasanim, Birchas Erisin, is Asher Kiddushanim Mitzvaysav Vitzivanu Al Ha'arayas. V'asar lanu es harusais, v'hitir lanu es hanasuais ayedei chupa v'kiddushin, baruch atah Hashem mekadesh Yisrael ayedei chupa v'kiddushin. This is what we make today. The Rishonim find this bracha a little bit perplexing. Why do we put the iser in here? Asar lanu es harusais. We don't have that for shechita. We don't say v'asar lanu es hatreifais. So why do we say this for harusais? And why don't we simply say baruch atah Hashem shekiddushanu b'tzvaisav v'tzivanu al hakiddushin? Why do we need this complicated bracha? So the Rush answers, it's not a regular birchas ha-mitzvah, but rather just shvach v'hayda, since this isn't really the mitzvah, but rather the real mitzvah is piriyah b'rivya, that's the mitzvah. That's why we don't make this bracha as a mitzvah, but rather it's just shvach v'hayda. But the Rambam and the Chinuch say that Kedushin is actually one of the 613 mitzvahs. The Ran answers that the reason we don't make a birchas ha-mitzvah on Kedushin is since the real completion isn't until chuppah, so this Kedushin is just step number one, therefore we don't make the bracha on the mitzvah. In following these explanations, according to the Rambam, since Erusin is a mitzvah, the bracha must be made over lasiyasin, before the mitzvah. But according to the Ravid, we make it after the Kedushin, since if the woman refuses to be taken as a kinyan, the bracha would end up being a bracha levatala. This is similar to a bris, where since we're afraid the male will change his mind, the bracha of lachnisai bevrisai shal Abraham Avinu is made after the milah, so as to prevent a bracha levatala. It comes out today that we do make a birchas ha-erisin by the erisin, and the birchas chasanim, i.e. what we call sheva brachas, we make both for the time of the chuppah and for the entire 7 days after the chasana. The minig of using a kais yayin isn't brought here, but it's brought in Evan Ezer, Simon Lamed Dalet, and according to the Shulchan Aruch, it is not, however, ma'akev. In Rosh Hashanah, we learned that when you're doing a birchas ha-mitzvah, a person can be mitzi someone else in the bracha, even if he doesn't eat from the item blessed at all. Or he could be mitzvah the other person if he was already yaitzah the mitzvah. Even though he was yaitzah the mitzvah already, but if it's a birchas ha-mitzvah, he could be mitzvah someone else afterwards. This is because we say, kol Yisrael arevim zebozeh. Everyone is in this together. Therefore, Shabbos morning, if a man made kiddush in shul, he can then come home later on, and he can make kiddush again, and his wife can drink the wine. We know that this kiddush is considered a birchas ha-mitzvah, since we know that the wine is ma'akev. Without it, you cannot make kiddush at all. Pnei Yeshua, however, asks, we said here, by Birchas Ha'erison, that the kais is nice to have, but if you don't have it, it's not ma'akev. If this is so, the Birchas Ha'erison is a Birchas Hananin, since it's not an integral part of the Birchas Ha'erison, i.e. without the wine, yoyaitza. So if that's so, how can the Mesadar Kedushin be mitzi the chasen and kala without drinking any wine? Today we know, we see, you go to a chasana, the Masada Kedushin doesn't drink the wine. But how is that possible? If the wine is not ma'akev, and it's not an integral part of the Birchas Ha'erusin, that would make it a Birchas Hananin. And we know that a Birchas Hananin, you have to drink some of it in order to be yaitza. The Afike Yam answers this by saying that he was nayig to keep some extra wine on the side and drink from that after the Chasan and Kala drank theirs. Today you could see that some Masada Kedushin are nayig to tip a little bit of the wine onto their finger to be able to have a little bit of it to get around this whole issue. But that's not always the case everywhere, which would mean it's a little bit shver how in fact we do that today without the Masada Kedushin drinking any of the wine, given the fact that here it's a raya that it would probably be considered a Birchas Hananin and not a Birchas HaMitzvah. The Gemara says the Sheva Brachas are made for all 7 days after the marriage, but you must have a panim chadashas, a new face, each day of the Sheva Brachas. Taisvis adds that on Shabbos, we don't need a panim chadashas, since Shabbos itself is the panim chadashas. The fact that we make the big meals on Shabbos, that's like a panim chadashas. The Torah in Shulchan Aruch, Sevetis Kula, does not apply for the third meal on Shabbos for the Shalosh Shudas. On that meal, you would need a panim chadashas. But the Rama says you do not need a panim chadashas. Tafches. The first bracha of the Sheva Brachas is Barachata Hashem, Lekem Echadlam, Shakol, Bara, Lechvayde, that everything was created for the honor of Hashem. The second bracha is Yotzer HaAdam, bless Hashem who creates man. The third bracha is Hashem Yotzer HaAdam B'tzalmai, Hashem created man in his form, and he took a woman out from him and created an everlasting binyan. The fourth bracha is Sais Tassis V'sagel HaAkara, the city of Yerushalayim, which is barren, will rejoice in the future when her children return. The fifth bracha is Sameach to Samach Reim Ahuvim. Hashem should make the Chasan and Kala happy, just like he made Adam and Chava happy in Gan Eden. And the sixth bracha is Asher Bara Sasain the Simcha Chasan and Kala Gila Rina Ditsa V'Chedva, etc. Hashem created joy, kalas, chasanim, friendships, etc. Quickly, there should be Sasan and Simcha, and the Chasan and Kala should be happy. Some brachas we see here begin with the word Barach. Some don't. Some have closing brachas, but some don't. Rashi explains that the first bracha are said in honor of the crowd, not the chasan and kala. This is in honor of the crowd who come to be misameach chasan and kala, like Hashem came to be misameach Adam and Chava. The second bracha refers to the original creation of Adam. The series of brachas from number 3 and on begin to discuss the chasan and kala themselves. Bracha number 4 talks about remembering Yerushalayim, which we must do at any Seudas mitzvah, and bracha number 5 continues with the connection between Chasan and Kala and Yerushalayim. Since brachas 4 and 5 are a continuation of the inyan in number 3, they don't need a new Baruch Atah, since they are Smucha Lechaverta. The 7th bracha of the Sheva Brachas, which is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokein HaMelechem Bari Pri HaGafen, which is not brought in the Gemara, but is brought only in the Rishayim. The kais of Yayin we use for Sheva Brachas should be different from the kais we use for Birchas HaMazon. The Gemara says that at the beginning, Hashem intended to create one Zachar and one Nekeva as separate creations. In the end, he just created man, and the woman was created directly out of him. Rav Ashi inserted Shah Simcha B'mayinai into the benching, and this can be said up to 12 months after the Chasana if the Suuda is in honor of the Chasana Kala. And in fact, they used to say Shah Simcha B'mayinai before the wedding from when they soaked the barley. In other words, from the time they soaked the barley, that's when they would stick into benching Shah Simcha B'mayinai. By a bris milah, we don't say in benching Shah Simcha B'mayinai, since the baby has tsar and is potentially in danger. And the Rama says that by a pinyan haben, we don't say it either. The chasan itself can be included as part of the 10 people needed to make the birchas chasanim, but avelim cannot be included in the minyan of 10 people needed for birchas avelus. The Gemara says everyone knows the purpose that a kala gets married, and the purpose and the reason she has yichud. If someone, though, discusses this openly, it's a big nevala, and even if he has a bracha for 70 good years, this nivul peh will make him, and will make that bracha into a klala. Every person eventually dies, so mourning is necessary, but excessive mourning is not necessary. The Gemara says a person should never speculate about a bad thing happening to himself, li'olam al yiftach pelasatan, because he may bring this klala onto himself. And finally, the Gemara says the chachamim were mesaken that 10 cups of wine should be drunk in the beis avel. Later, they added 4 more, including one in honor of Reb Gamliel, since originally the expenses of burial were very high, because many people felt the need to buy expensive tachrichim, expensive shrouds for the mace, until Reb Gamliel died, and he had made sure that they just used simple tachrichim made out of pishtan for him. And from that day on, all maces were buried in tachriche pishtan, which are at a very low cost, which makes it much easier for people to make levayas.